As a Salesforce certified technical architect, Isaac has more than 10 years of experience assessing a client's architecture, designing secure, high-performance technical solutions on the Force.com platform, communicating technical solutions effectively to technical stakeholders, and providing a delivery framework that ensures quality and success. Isaac is going to mentor Amaya by presenting her with three complex, real-life scenarios and providing expert guidance during each step of the solutioning process. As Amaya works through each scenario with Isaac, she will be designing technical architecture solutions that span multiple platforms and include integrations and authentication across systems. Isaac will help her with system design consideration and the benefits of one particular solution over another. Amaya will also address the client's development lifecycle needs to ensure the delivery of highly secure solutions that are optimized for performance and built to scale. Amaya's first client is Universal HealthBit, a company that provides monitoring devices and services for people with diabetes. On this particular project, Amaya will be shadowing Isaac as he deconstructs the scenario and proposes optimal solutions to the business requirements presented in the scenario. To download the detailed scenario, please click on the PDF icon. Their skin-based device measures insulin levels in real time throughout the day without requiring a blood sample. The new device saves time and provides more convenience. The device syncs via Bluetooth and smartphone and saves the data to the UHB website. Universal HealthBit's product has become wildly popular, and they have experienced tremendous growth in their 3 years of business, now serving 1.5 million customers. UHB anticipates serving 50% of the market in the next 5 years. There are currently 30 million people with diabetes in the United States. UHB's current systems and processes will not scale well. They have identified processes that they'd like to move to the Force.com platform and have consulted a system architect to come up with the solution to meet the demands of the company's growth. UHB has the following systems that they would like their new application to integrate with. Universal HealthBit has an on-premise hosted standard ERP application that was recently implemented. The ERP system is not experiencing any scalability constraints and is expected to meet growth requirements for the next 10 years. The ERP system has a SOAP-based API. The Vitals Tracking Service, VTS, is an on-premise database that receives hourly data feeds from all deployed devices, enabling customers to view their insulin trends and receive alerts for critical levels. As UHB is rapidly growing, the VTS is proving difficult to scale. UHB is looking for recommendations to address this. The Address Validation Service is an on-premise hosted application that validates supplied addresses against USPS data. The system has both SOAP and REST APIs. UHB is open to other options. UHB utilizes an LDAP-based store to manage credentials for internal users. Presently, the UHB website is hosted on-premise and utilizes a traditional LAMP-based CMS. Universal HealthBit has two sets of clients. Patient customers purchase the monitoring device directly from the UHB website, and distributors resell the product to popular retail pharmacies. UHB has the following users that will need to use the new system. Partner channel reps manage sales with distributors. Billing reps manage invoicing for distributors. Customer service agents manage support requests for the device and additionally perform emergency callouts if a patient's insulin levels become critical. Executives analyze sales and support data to make strategic decisions for the organization. The UHB website should provide customers with a catalog of devices that they can view more information about. After viewing and purchasing the device, customers should be able to configure and purchase directly from the UHB website. During checkout, the customer's address should be verified with UHB's address validation service. Additionally, the customer should be able to pay for their device with their credit card. UHB would like the system to track all customer sales. Upon successful sale, the new system should initiate a billing process with the ERP system. If the customer has any questions while browsing or shopping, UHB would like the customer to be able to chat with a support agent. Partner channel reps are assigned to work with various distributors. The application architect has determined that territory management should be utilized to automate the assignment of distributor accounts. Partner channel reps can receive sales opportunities from their accounts via phone or email. Additionally, UHB would like to provide distributors with an online tool where they can submit opportunities without having to email the UHB channel rep. The project's application architect has determined that after receiving and qualifying the sales opportunity, the channel rep should mark the opportunity as contracting. Upon entering this stage, an order contract that includes the order details, terms and conditions, and details and pictures from the parts catalog should be sent to the distributor for e-signature. After e-signing the contract, the opportunity should automatically be marked Closed 1 to initiate the billing processing with the ERP system. All successful sales tracked in the new system should be sent to the ERP system for fulfillment as sales orders, including any configuration parameters and customer details. For patient customer sales, both an invoice and payment should be posted to the ERP system, and the customer should only receive a receipt. For distributor sales, the new system should also automatically create an invoice in the ERP system that the ERP system will send to the distributor. When the order is complete and shipped, the order is updated in the ERP system. However, the ERP system currently does not notify customers when orders have shipped. UHB would like to notify customers when orders have shipped. After receiving their product, customers will pair it with their Bluetooth-enabled smartphone via UHB's app. The smartphone application currently has limited functionality. It only sends hourly status updates to the VTS and performs very limited alerting based on critical insulin levels. UHB would like to enhance the smartphone app to enable customers to submit support requests, view recent history of insulin levels, and capture data in situations with limited network connectivity. Customer support agents should also be able to view the status of an order from within the new system. If a customer's device reports to the VTS that a customer's insulin level has reached critical, a customer support agent should be notified so that they can reach out to the customer and/or emergency services. Additionally, the customer's physician should also be notified via SMS. If a customer's device hasn't sent any new data to the VTS within 3 days, a customer support agent should be notified. Universal HealthBit currently has 1.5 million customers. UHB expects to grow to 15 million customers over the next 5 years. UHB devices have 10 different configuration options that are tracked. On average, customers order 2 devices. UHB currently has 15,000 support requests and continues to experience a linear growth rate. UHB would like existing customers and orders to be migrated to the new system in addition to support requests. UHB would like to provide their customers and partners with a portal they can use to view the status of orders and submit cases for support. Additionally, end users of devices should be able to use this portal to view alerts and trend charts of the data collected by the VTS. UHB would like to enable customers to sign into the portal with their Facebook and Twitter credentials. Internal users should log in utilizing credentials that are stored in the on-premise LDAP system. As new employees are hired and terminated, they should automatically be granted access to the new system or have their access revoked. The solution should provide 99.99% uptime so that customer service agents can process critical level notifications. Due to privacy considerations, customers should be able to opt in to sharing their details with other customers in the portal. Production managers need to be able to analyze potential new orders to ensure UHB inventory levels can meet forecasted demand. The ERP system contains all current inventory levels. Executives would like to see historical trend reports of sales. Executives would also like deeper analytics of the data collected by the VTS that may help them improve and better market the product. The solution should be PCI compliant. As the solution will be dealing with individuals' health information, it should be HIPAA compliant as well. UHB would like architectural recommendations that will enable them to grow into other global markets, the first being the EU. Universal HealthBit's business and IT stakeholders are located in the United States. Additionally, UHB's Java development team is based in India and may be utilized for development, testing, and support of the solution. Given their distributed teams and regulatory and technical constraints, UHB is seeking recommendations for the product methodology and governance structure.